Have you ever watched an apocalyptic sci-fi movie and wondered, could any of this really happen? I'm Carrie Bechet, and on Hypothetical, we explore what-if questions two ways, through speculative science fiction and through insight from the world's most brilliant scientists. And spoiler alert, your favorite sci-fi movies aren't nearly as far-fetched as you may think. Time travel with me into our possible futures on Hypothetical. New episodes every Tuesday, available on all podcast apps. That's Hypothetical, Hyperthetical.
Hello there, and welcome to the IGN UK
Hello
podcast.
There.
Hello!
What a little
It's
flourish.
Me, Simon Cardi, your host for today. You never thought the day had come. Daniel didn't. Daniel's here. How are you, Daniel?
Great. I'm absolutely fantastic. I'm looking forward to the hour ahead.
Ooh, you'll never guess who else is here.
Hello, I'm Joe Screbbles.
Ooh, how are you today, Joe?
I'm excited to see your first big hosting job.
Ooh.
And I'm not at all going to be trying to put you off and make it bad.
We've got Sydney Goodman, Jackie Jing, Simon Cardi, the big new three.
You will see me on the Daily Fix sometime soon.
You'd do some great faces for a thumbnail.
Mate, we'll see you on the 6 o'clock news before we see you on the Daily Fix.
I'm not being arrested. Right.
No local interest. little light story at the end of the...
This is a lovely end to the week, this, isn't it? I've had a good week.
Oh, us doing a podcast?
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
It's a lovely way to end the week, just having a nice
chat
about things you love with people you love.
Oh,
he's got his back on side now.
I don't know what to say.
Do you know what else I've done this week, though? I went to a PlayStation concert.
I've never been to one of those big video game concerts, because I think I don't remember enough video game music when I listen to it.
I think that's the good thing about this one, was it was just the big hits from all of PlayStation. So
didn't you say they played like stuff from MOSS?
Yeah, but you also had all the big hits.
Oh, players from We Know!
It's not like one, you know, the Final Fantasy one. I'm not a big Final Fantasy fan. I've played a couple, but like 90% of that music would be lost on me. Whereas PlayStation, you know, I know my Uncharted, I know, even like ones I didn't think I'd recognise, they clicked in my head.
Would you know Uncharted music if it just played somewhere?
Absolutely. Alex said this as well. I definitely recognise
it. I just don't think I listen to... I'm usually listening to podcasts.
There's a little bit for you there.
I'm rubbish at humming stuff, so I can't do that.
What do you mean you're rubbish at humming stuff?
I'm not very good at like humming tunes.
Oh, I see. I thought you meant you found humming itself hard.
No, I can hum. But
does it make your lips tingle?
What?
If it doesn't make your lips tingle. That's how good humming's meant to make you feel, according to my music teacher.
Is this good for a podcast, Dale?
I don't know.
It's just
shaking his head.
It's audio. Yeah.
But it was at the Royal Albert Hall, and I've never been to the Royal Albert Hall before.
I don't know how
it's managed
that.
It's an incredible
place. Yeah, you've lived in London all your life, and you've never been to the Royal Albert Hall.
I don't know. Yeah, it is weird, isn't it, when you think about it?
It's good space, that.
Good space, especially, well, you've got the Royal Philharmonic as well, and the London Voice Choir as well, doing all this incredible game music. Which I don't know if they've ever played before, so...
Can you tell in the rendition of Bloodborne whether they're New Game Plus?
Improv.
Oh, Second Cello is definitely New Game Plus. I can hear that.
So you've never seen any like game orchestra before?
Nah,
Joe?
I just can't be arsed.
You, Daniel?
I've not. I have been to the Royal Albert Hall to see Jurassic Park with live score.
Very nice.
And also the assorted works of Danny Elfman.
I've not sullied it so much in such a way. I just went and watched the proms.
Ooh,
like an
like
actual cultured man.
Oh, but you love the BBC, don't you?
Yeah, I do actually. You right-wing prick.
Ooh.
I was thrown him.
You cut me hard.
I don't know the thing.
You're going home.
But they played all the big PlayStation
hits. What was the best tune?
The best. Personally, I think Shadow of the Colossus. They played a big, like,
that
sweeping
is...
it. They played it from, like, the start of the little... I'm not going to try and do that one with my mouth.
Do that one with my mouth.
Starts, and then, like, it erupted into the battle music until that moment. The only sound I was missing, you know, that, like, sort of, like... It's a hot... That clanging... It's not a clang. You know the sound it makes when you finish a monster?
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of a...
Yeah,
like it's got the sound.
They didn't do that. I would have loved that.
I know, that's how you finish off a monster.
Yeah, but you can only make that sound with a sword, and you're not allowed.
I would have allowed them one time there for them to just play a digital sound.
Was this not scored to the game footage?
No, there was a big spectacular light show. It was hosted by Jessica Curry, who did Everyone's Gone to the Raptor music.
She's one of the nicest people I've ever met doing this job. I've been to the game studio twice when they were open, the Chinese room, and she was brilliant.
And they did one of the bits from Everyone Gone to Raptor, and she had to intro it, and you could tell she was like really proud, but it was awkward. She was like, I wrote this one.
And she had to go off stage while they did it.
Well, the interesting thing about that music as well, it's all vocal, so it's just the choir doing it. So it's really eerie, but I quite enjoyed that game, actually.
What was the strangest pick?
Strangest pick?
Like, what's the most off... colour. Not off colour.
Do you know what? They opened with Crash Bandicoot, which was amazing.
So I saw this on Dale's Instagram story.
Yeah.
And
they did Echo Chrome.
His Instagram story was like, this is mental, they're playing Crash Bandicoot. I replied to his Instagram story saying, it's mental that people like Crash Bandicoot.
Correct.
Ooh. He says, bore off. You'll be saying people don't like Craig David next. And I said, oh, calm down, mate. If you like it, doesn't matter what I say. And then he comes back and says, actually, I've not had a drink. He says V-Pash about my main boy, Crash.
I love V-Pash.
Is he doing this while the music's being? Is he on his phone while the music's
And I've said, V-Pash, take yourself home. You've embarrassed yourself.
Wasn't there some weird thing where they were like transmitting stuff to phones during the thing? That's how they were advertising it.
You could get a side app. I didn't use it. I think it was called OnQ.
It lights up like a... like a wristband at a Coldplay concert.
Oh, I don't think it was quite that.
What was it? Everyone was holding
their Vitas like little lighters for the slow ones, like waving them in the air.
PSP.
I was going to say, that's a room of fucking dorks.
Well, it was, yeah. I was there. There was someone in full Aloy cosplay.
Oh, that's cool.
People had flown around from all the world. I didn't realise. They were reading out tweets to people. Like, people come from New Zealand, America, just for this concert.
Fair play to them.
It was good.
I remembered something the other day when I went to the launch. It was like the internal launch event for Horizon in Amsterdam at Guerrilla Games, and at their own launch party, they had multiple people dressed as Aloy doing a hunt together. And you were like,
do you not understand your own game?
I was like, who's booked this? Whose decision was this, Guerrilla Games? It was really weird. Yeah. I only remembered it the other day. They had a wicked watcher, though. It was like a Chinese dragon. Yeah. It was wicked.
They did the main theme from New God of War. That was amazing.
Did you feel pumped?
I did. I went to go home just swinging an axe around at people. Do you ever have that feeling?
Yeah, when you go home, I'll meet at home for Christmas.
Wednesday night, I fancy some maiming. That's what I often think. But yeah, it was amazing. It was the world premiere, the first time they've done this. I think the plan is therefore to do it again, I don't know if they're doing a tour. I don't know details.
If they've learned the tunes.
Yeah. But
I'm probably sight reading.
If you're into music and PlayStation, which I'm guessing you might be if you listen to this, I'd definitely go and, if it's anywhere near you, go and see it.
And if you like going to the Royal Albert Hall.
Yeah. Well, hopefully they'll bring it on tour so you don't just have to go to London for it. Those people that have flown all the way from Australia.
They'll be good. They've already done it. They'll go see it again.
Yeah.
Pandering to the regions.
It's like when England went around the country.
Yeah.
Oh, but it was a good atmosphere at Anfield.
Just come London like everyone else. We've got loads of space.
But that was this week. Do you know what's happening next week?
What's happening next week?
E3.
Oh, God, I'm going. No.
You are going. We're back at base, holding the fort down.
Yep.
We're going to have a good time, aren't we, Daniel, watching those conferences?
There's going to be some very... I would recommend following all Gav, Krupa and Cardi, because I bet Instagram stories are going to be going off next week.
Perhaps. We might have some time on our hands.
Yes. Yeah.
There'll be a lot of stuff going on the site. There'll be a lot of stuff going on our Instagrams.
Exactly. Yeah. Multimedia, baby, but mostly video.
Krupa
IGN on Instagram. So.
Yeah. So what are you... If you had to pick one game... What are you most looking forward to learning more about?
So that's the key thing. It's learning more about
for me. So something that we already know exists.
Yeah.
What do you want to know?
I think Anthem. Because I think Anthem's the biggest game no one knows a single lick about. Like, it's such a weird thing that this game's been announced. And we've seen gameplay of it, but no one has a clue what that's going to be.
We've literally heard or seen nothing since last E3.
No. And it's this weird, like, it might be shite, but I'm kind of excited to find out if it is or isn't, because it's this huge thing. They're bigging it up. It's like a tentpole release for EA, and they keep delaying it and not showing anyone anything. You're like, is it bad, or are they just trying to surprise us? And, like, BioWare at their best are way up there. Mm. So it could be brilliant.
What would you like it to be?
I'd like it to be Destiny, but good. That would be nice.
In my head, when I first saw it, it reminded me of if Monster Hunter was a shooter.
Basically. Well, that's it. I like the first gameplay. Yeah. That first, I'm really enjoying the sort of gentle slide into post-apocalypses can be like fun and nice looking, not just sand. But that first bit where they fly out of the base and then sort of seamlessly fly to a really interesting jungle area, if that's true, if that's the selling point of that game, is you're kind of in a hub but you can get everywhere without, because Destiny does, you know, cool places, but you have to just load screen in. I like the idea of just being able to go, now I can get over there, like maybe my jetpack's got more fuel or something. I'm into that. Like if it's sort of Metroid-y in a way, that would be very
like
cool.
Martian.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm just excited to see what the fuck
they haven't said if it's like, well, I'm guessing it's online, but is it like squad based?
I think the gameplay hints at that
from the last E3, because it was like the scripted demo was like, there's a moment where your mate's coming in and it's like people chatting.
I'm
in the demo.
Almost positive.
It's a while since I've seen it.
Oh, I'm now second guessing myself, but I'm almost positive they've said it's a shared world shooter. So it's Destiny in style.
I haven't seen the gameplay demo since last year, but I remember it being.
It's definitely
like
squads.
That,
yeah.
I remember thinking that demo looked incredible, but God, do I hate those scripted like
scripted
playbook.
Chats.
Oh, well, our gameplays like that all the time.
Yeah,
it's like when we were playing Rainbow Six last night, and Joe was like, oh, "There's someone behind you.
There's a ghost."
There's a ghost, but it wasn't. It was someone errantly ragdolling.
It was a glitch.
It just sounds too clean. What they need is like the dodgy mic effects, so it sounds like people playing.
Or like our boss Alex, where he just sounds like a bee.
Yeah,
occasionally, sometimes
yeah.
his headset fucks up, and he sounds like a robotic bee.
He's got the most expensive headset in the office, and it fucking never works.
It never works.
We always help each other in Rain, but I find the most useful bit of advice we can give each other is when we see someone on someone's screen, just go, there they are, there they are. That helps a lot if you're under pressure.
Relativistic terms. Yeah. Left.
Yeah.
But you're looking at a camera at me.
But I am actually getting better at
I think
doing
we all
that.
Are.
Like yesterday when I was looking at the footage, I was like, he's to the left of you, but you were looking towards the camera. I'm like,
you're orientating.
We are better at communicating, and that helps when you work as a team.
It's like relearning tank track controls from back in the Resi days. Like I'm just having to learn where people are facing before
maybe
I say
we'll
things.
Have to do a bit of that in Anthem.
Love
who knows?
To. Imagine if the big AAA game came out nowadays and it had tank tractor controls. You'd be like, what? I'd love it.
We're bringing this back.
Lovely.
Put it in as a joke.
What game are you looking forward to, Daniel?
I am looking forward to learning more about Shadows Die Twice.
What a surprise.
If it is called that,
yeah,
even. I think that probably is what it's called.
It's
like,
cool
I love that everyone was like, it's Bloodborne. No, I don't think it is.
No.
The only thing, the thing that I really want, because there was some details that leaked. I'm not going to go through them because they might just be bullshit.
Yeah.
But they were on like a forum this week, so you can probably find them if you Google them.
Reset era.
Yeah. So there's loads of like little tidbits about what it could be, and it might be based on like a old From Software franchise called Kuon. But the thing that I want to know is if they just come out and say that it is Miyazaki's game. That he's the guy, that this is his project, he's directing it. Because this will come on to one of my predictions later. But if they come out and say this is his next project, because all the main games that From is super acclaimed for are the ones that he has sole directed.
Yeah.
And they've been three very distinct games, Demon's Souls, Dark Souls, and Bloodborne.
You've missed out several Armored Core games. I don't know what's going on there.
So I feel it would be very like him to like go, I'm not really going to do a direct sequel. I'm going to do my thing in an entirely new setting with an original story.
Would you like it to be a Souls-like game, or would you like something completely different sort of gameplay in that world?
But I think it's weird to use the term Souls-like for it, because it's like it's going to be his style of game. Like that is what it will be. But I'm sure they'll add new stuff, just as Bloodborne added to Dark Souls, just as Dark Souls added to Demon's Souls. Like it'll be their evolution of it.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's going to be like completely different in terms of style of game.
They said we'll definitely hear anything. Do you know if we? I don't know.
I don't know anything. Yeah. I don't think they've said anything. Because this was a Game Awards at the end of last year. I think it'd be weird for the show to go past and
I'd be very surprised for there not to be something FromSoft. Because they're working on like three games.
Yeah.
We're about to
see
something.
Last time they spoke about it was three.
I think there was a tidbit where he said like, we're doing something that you would expect from us, another project, and then something weird as well.
Mm.
I want to see what the weird thing is.
Yeah. Maybe we'll hear more in our predictions, which are coming up shortly. But first, the game I'm looking most forward to. I want to know more about Cyberpunk 2077.
Oh, what a surprise.
That's a, it's like, what, this is the first time they've shown it since 2014?
Yeah, and they've confirmed, well, they pretty much, CD Projekt Red are there.
They confirmed they are showing an RPG.
Went.
Yeah.
If
they're not,
Cyberpunk, if it's not went.
Imagine if they didn't show Cyberpunk. They're just like, amazing.
Well, if it was Witcher 4, I'd also be very happy.
It's not going to be.
But it's not.
Witcher
1 remake.
Witcher 3?
I love The Witcher 3, yeah.
Absolutely brilliant.
And if you basically put The Witcher 3 in a Blade Runner world, I may explode.
But also...
Simon, you enjoying this?
I'm super... Because they've not shown it for, what, 4 years, but they've been talking about it every now and then. Yeah. Like, every so often, I'll write a news story about Cyberpunk because some little tiny tidbit, like, you know, guns in it will come out and you'll write a story about it because everyone wants to know everything they can about Cyberpunk. And every time I do that, I end up looking back over 4 years of tiny little clues. And if it is what all those clues add up to be, which is basically Witcher in a Cyberpunk world, except it's a proper role-playing game translation. So the idea is you create a character, your character has like a weird class, like old school pen and paper RPGs. Yeah. It will be fucking amazing.
It's almost more leaning towards kind of what original Mass Effect was.
Yeah.
Okay. And that would excite me.
Have they said anything about when it would come out?
No.
Because it's been in development for so long. Do you think there'd be any chance where they'd be like,
they'll announce it
and they'll be like, it's, you know, like Fallout. It was like, it's out this year.
I'm sure they previously hinted that it would be 2019, but I don't know if that's true or not. I'm going to have a look at my phone. Keep talking about it.
Yeah, it's... I just can't wait, really.
That is like almost one of your ideal games, Simon. If it was also a bit of football in it.
There might be.
If you're a manager of a futuristic football team, I don't think you'd get out of bed ever again.
What I would need is Football Manager 2077.
I mean, you're nearly there.
I'm nearly there. I'm in 2033.
I'm just imagining future you picking up the one day the copy of Football Manager 2049 and having a right old giggle.
Giggle to myself. Oh, yeah, that'd be fun, wouldn't it?
Well, moderate fun in the future.
Found any more details about the game, Joe?
Not useful ones.
Just as a side note, I've really enjoyed how much we've said the word tidbit so far on today's episode. I said it twice. Word. You said it once. Tidbit. I think you've said it
tidbit
once.
Tidbit and bits of bobs. All good words.
Bits of bobs.
Nuggets. Bits and bobs.
I was going to say.
Bits of bob. I've got bits of bob in my house.
After the main,
I didn't kill him.
After your God of War maiming sesh. Yeah.
Anyway, that's what we'd like to see.
Anyway.
Now we're going to do 5 predictions each.
Yes, we are.
Things they might be slightly more outlandish, even.
Outlandish.
Give me a break.
You're hosting. This is a trial by fire, baby.
Who would like to go first?
I'll go first. I'm going to start big.
Starting big.
I think there will be no new Sony AAA first party exclusive.
Ooh. Joe.
That is big.
Because they have so many still in the works. So they've got Ghost of Tsushima, that Sucker Punch.
Spider-Man.
That's how you say it if you're
Spider-Man.
A fan. If you're a fan.
Yeah, that's how Green Goblin says it.
Last of Us.
Days Gone. Santa Monica won't be releasing anything.
No.
They're on holidays.
Who else have they got?
Guerrilla. Horizon 2 will probably be soon. Not soon. Studio Japan.
Studio Japan.
But
that could be...
That could be Born 2.
Yeah.
But I don't think there's going to be a new big one.
I think they've done this thing where they said our conference is basically these 4 games, massive games.
Mm.
I still think they would be very tempted at the end to go, and by the way, here is...
Well, so this is not something to say that they won't debut a game, but I don't think it'll be first party. I think it could be Rocksteady or what else could it be? It could be Avengers Project.
Oh, that'd be good.
But I don't think those are necessarily going to be first party games.
Do you think they'd be tempted even to put like a little sting like Horizon Zero Dawn 2 in the works?
I think...
If it's far along, yeah.
How long have they had? So they've had 2 years since that came out.
2 years, yeah.
Yeah, and they... Well, but they only released DLC, mid to end of last year. I can't see them teasing
that. It's also you think that at this point, that's going to be next console.
Also, for PlayStation people, I'm not saying I hope this happens. I just don't think it will. I desperately want them to announce more stuff.
You've just used your shrewd industry
apart from anything else. Days Gone looks crap. So
it does look crap.
A lot of people are up for it, but yeah, it's not for me, I don't think.
Especially when you've got Last of Us 2 coming out around the same time, presumably.
Who's making The Ghost of Tsushima?
That's Sucker Punch.
Sucker Punch.
Yeah, and that looks wicked.
Yeah,
that,
it was I'm looking forward to see more of that.
It's a toss-up between that and Anthem for what I think the biggest game we know nothing about is.
Oh, good first prediction. That's a big hitter, isn't it?
I thought so.
My first one.
Go on.
I think they will announce a re-release of the original Red Dead ahead of Red Dead 2, and it will be on the Switch.
Okay,
not Red Dead 2 on the Switch.
Right.
Red Dead Redemption will be on the Switch.
Don't we know that Rockstar aren't going to be there? Haven't they said that? Or have they not said that?
I don't think they have said that.
Have they not?
It's just that they're never usually
people
there.
People assume
it's been like 10 years or something.
I think there's so much chat of people going, there's no way they're there. I wouldn't be surprised
if at the Sony conference, like, they just play a trailer for Red Dead and say, coming out on PS, like, Red Dead.
I think you're going to say, and they say, this is going to be fucking wicked.
Why Sony conference?
Sony have got, well, haven't they got?
They've got a slight partnership.
Oh, they
marketing
rights.
I've seen they've got maybe something.
Yeah. And I think just at the end that trailer, it might say a little logo with Switch or something.
You reckon? That's how they're going
to
announce
it's
it.
More,
logo.
It's more me wanting to play the original Red Dead on the Switch than anything.
Yeah.
And I think they did L.A. Noir, so I think
it's
they
possible.
Could do Red Dead.
They've proven like...
They almost use like L.A. Noir as this weird little test ground because the expectation for that game is lower. So they were like, let's do Switch stuff and also VR stuff as like this little playground. So we didn't do that with our big games.
Yeah,
and the original Red Dead Redemption looks amazing on the X as well. It looks like
it looks
not
great
like
on
a 6-7 year
There's
old
an
game.
Actual side note here, just along the similar lines. Max Payne 3.
Oh, you want that? Three, as well? Yeah.
I would love Max.
God, I love
Payne
Max Payne 3.
Basically, Rockstar put all your games on the Switch.
I was about to say
Max Payne 3 again.
Genuinely, this is not me being a dickhead. Rockstar Table Tennis. I would love to play that game again. That game,
that's backwards compatible
now. Backwards compatible.
Is it Max Payne 3 backwards compatible on Xbox? I don't think it is. I think we know.
I played it quite recently, but I think I played it on 360.
To me, it just makes too much sense not to do something with Red Dead before the next one comes out.
Mm.
Yeah.
But, you know. Rockstar doing, don't they?
Yeah. it's got all the money. It's like, yeah, it could do that.
The main thing with Rockstar is they don't need to know what they're doing as long as they do what they normally do.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what else they do. Basically,
what have you got for us, Daniel?
I've got, we kind of already touched it, I think Bloodborne 2 also exists.
Mm-hmm.
I've said this on a previous podcast. I don't think you do that Shadows Die Twice trailer and make it look like so like Bloodborne at the end if Bloodborne 2 doesn't also exist. Because seems like such a weird tease.
That game was such a success.
That's not the only reason I think that.
Yeah.
But I just feel like there might be cheeky there as well.
I could definitely see that as...
Because it looks like a trick weapon.
I could see that as the one more thing at the end, just like a little like... They walk off stage and then a little Bloodborne 2.
But I think with that, it will either be like the second team at From or it will be Studio Japan in association, which is what they did on the first game as well.
Does Bloodborne belong to Sony? Like, as an idea?
Like Demon's Souls.
Because Demon's Souls does, yeah.
Yeah, I think it
wouldn't surprise
some
me because From are small
there.
Enough.
Yeah. Like, it's one of those things, like, I don't know if I do want it, but I'd still be really excited for it when it came out.
Basically, these predictions are all things we really want.
Nah, I don't think so. I think he'll go on to... I'm sure they'll use his name, though.
Oh, yeah, of course they will.
Like, they'll plaster it all over.
A sequel to the Miyazaki classic.
Yeah. But I think that would maybe come in the Sony presentation, whatever they're going to be doing this year.
I could see that.
Maybe as a little one extra
thing. Time is about right, isn't it? It's been long enough.
Yeah, and I think it would be really cool again with that, because we've all these stories about PS5 coming up in the next couple of years. Like, I'm quite happy for like some games to be announced at this E3 and they're out in 6 months. Rather than crazy like 2 years, because these games now don't have 2 years.
Alton's already looking quite busy. I'm looking forward to one. I've already got Spider-Man and Red Dead. Tomb Raider as well, which I probably won't get around to playing, but I'd like to. What have you got next, Richard?
On the other... The other big stage swapping from blue to green. I think there'll be teases for.
They just don't have enough IPs, Joe.
No, I think they're going to go for Halo 6 and Gears of War 5 teasers. I don't think they're going to show off either of them particularly big style. Maybe Halo, but I think Halo and Gears of War.
I think
both
this
come.
Is a year for Microsoft to do that because they know Sony
exactly
haven't really well in theory haven't got a lot of surprises.
Yeah, Sony are in. Like, relatively speaking, a lull.
Mm.
like, and Xbox have been in a lull for 400 ages. So maybe release something good.
They might release Crackdown, who knows?
I think Crackdown is going to come, but I don't think it's necessarily going to be good. Because the multiplayer is the only thing that makes me think
about it. How is that still not out?
Yeah,
it's
and
insane,
like,
isn't it?
When you said that, I thought that had already come out.
I don't know if the multiplayer will, like, work. It's very ambitious.
Whisper it so Phil Spencer doesn't hear.
I'm sorry to the team in Dundee.
The boys in Dundee, we're sorry.
I'm sorry to the team in Dundee.
So Gears and Halo.
I reckon, teases. I don't know if it'll be Gears 5, but it might be a Gears spin-off in the Judgment style.
Nice.
Yeah. There you go.
Big one.
Lovely. Big un.
Joe's all about the big uns.
I love them.
I've got a slight big un.
I didn't mean it like that.
You found that so much funnier than we did. We would have let that slide.
You wouldn't have.
That's a cross against
that. This is your reaction to it.
It's a little cross for your hosting skills.
I loved Watch Dogs 2. I thought it was brilliant.
Yeah.
Really fun game. I think Watch Dogs 3 is getting announced.
Yeah.
Free.
Right,
and,
what do we
Watch Dogs 3? I think it's going to be set in London.
that was the hint at the end of Watch Dogs 2, wasn't it?
The most surveilled city in the world, I think so.
Hello. I certainly know I'm on camera everywhere. Got that
I feel like
sorry,
I am.
I didn't finish Watch Dogs 2. What was the tease at the end?
Is it like,
if it's Watch Dogs 3 will return, no, governor.
It was like... In my head,
there's
it was
a phone
even,
call.
Yeah, wasn't it like the was it called Silent Eva coordinates or there was a location tease for UK and London.
Let's have a look on the old IGN website.
But I'd be well up for that just because I'll play any game set in London because I'm proud of it.
I'm a Londoner.
And I feel like Ubisoft have already kind of done all the mapping for Assassins anyway, so they probably they've got locations. Big Ben ain't changed.
Reskinned.
Look, Big Ben hasn't changed. St. Paul's hasn't changed. You've got half of it done.
What would you do if you were just wandering around your city?
Let me say Watch Dogs could work.
Okay.
Because I don't think GTA London could ever work because I think it's the gun culture is the big thing.
Yeah, like, it wouldn't make sense.
Whereas Watch Dogs... You don't really have to fire a gun at all, so it can work. It's all hacking. And it'd be quite fun, I think, to play that game where there were no guns. It was all hacking and hitting people with objects. I quite like that.
Funnily enough, yesterday I went to get a trade sandwich and I came out of the cafe and I took out my phone to check how to get to Liverpool Street.
Mm.
And this woman got like immediately right in my face. I was a bit thrown what was happening. And she was like... I'm not going to say exactly what she said, but she was like, you take an effing picture of me, I'm going to shove that phone down your throat,
what?
You C-word. And I was like completely just like really thrown by this because she looked...
Mad?
Matt minging. She was like, you're taking a photo of me. And I just like, I'm not a confrontational person, but I kind of freaked out. And I said something that kind of exacerbated the situation. I just went, why would
fuck
I...
Fuck off! I wouldn't have thought so.
No, I literally said, why would I take a picture of you?
And then
I just started walking off. She just went mental. And I was kept like, I just walked away, but I was like, just kind of looking over my shoulder like she was following me. So that could happen in Watch Dogs 3.
This could be the spark of the marketing campaign for Watch Dogs 3.
This is why
I'm warning you about technology.
Watch Dogs 3 couldn't happen in London because she'll be following me around.
That's true. Are you good at when people confront you in the street?
Oh, I'm terrible. I thought she was coming to ask for directions.
I'm quite lucky that hasn't happened to... People ask me for directions all the time. I don't know if it's... If I got a friendly face,
I don't know. A friendly face. I'm quite good at it.
You're wearing a sandwich board that says flash sale.
I'm quite good at... Benny. Quite good at talking my way out of things, so...
Like a little silver tongue.
Yeah.
I had a guy... I was walking past the Palace Theatre the other day, and this guy was standing around, and I walked past
him.
He said,
the Palace Theatre? And you're like, oh.
Idiot. I walked past, and he... I was like, I don't know, like 3-4 feet past him, so I'd walk past him here. He turned around and he just grabbed my arm with the end of his umbrella.
What?
And he pulled me back. And like, I had my headphones
like
on.
Like in vaudeville.
Yeah, completely discombobulated by this. And I am so bad at like improving. Never mind when I'm
being in danger.
So this guy turns around, improv. He looks at me. He's got this big smile on his face. Like, quite a handsome young man. And I was like, I looked at him for way too long. And I just went, hello. And as soon as I did that, he went, oh, I'm so sorry, you're not John.
And I knew that I could be.
And I went, what? And he went, I've got a friend called John. He looks exactly like you, but he's from the north, so he doesn't sound like you. I was like, what? So I must look so much like
John. You have a northern twin.
That only my voice makes sense, which means...
Do we all have northern twins? Do you have a southern twin, Daniel, do you think?
I'm going... I'm going up to the north. I'm going to get up to all sorts of nonsense and say, I'm John.
I am John from the north.
Yeah.
Don't go to Accrington.
That was well weird, though. I just did not know... Because he was just looking at me, smiling.
That's a weird thing to, like...
Hello!
Anyway, Watch Dogs 3, London, and...
Oh, yeah.
Bonus points, also coming out this year.
No way.
Yes.
Ridiculous.
First one, 2014. Second one, 2016. Third one, 2018.
That's not how games development works.
This one is...
This.
Oh, it's Daniel next.
I've looked up Watch Dogs. Oh, how we know it.
We've got more details.
So basically, what happened was they did a weird thing after it came out where they added a 10 gigabyte patch, and everyone was like, "What the fuck is this?" And it added a new ending, and the ending was two people talking, and there was some conversation. There were some coordinates shown, and it was for London. And also, that patch added the Carlton dance from the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. So that's
you're not
good.
Doing that unless you're heavily.
There's
got to
be a reason for that. It's mad. Yeah, I like it.
And Ubisoft tend to do that with their games, don't they? Put little teasers.
Like, yeah. Shared universe.
Well, Watch Dogs had that other weird fake trailer for a different
teased
thing.
Teased in another game.
Wasn't?
Like, I don't think Skull and Bones was.
Origin. I thought there was Assassin's tease in Watch Dogs 2 as well.
There was a crossover, like there was characters from Assassin's who were referenced in it.
Yeah.
But they had, you broke into Ubisoft itself and stole a trailer, and the trailer appears to be for that Starlink game that's now coming out.
Oh, God, what's that?
I'm into that. Build little controller spaceships. I'm into it.
Mad.
Anyway, Watch Dogs 3. I'm up for that.
Pay for it.
What have you got for us, Danny?
I've got a few things. Oh, I had Fortnite on Switch, but then I heard that leaked overnight.
It's 100%. Yeah. It's definitely.
So I feel like I can't really have that. So I'm going to go Nintendo Netflix service.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not actual Netflix. It is... Because they've said they're not going to do virtual console, and everyone's like, that's weird.
No,
so we'll have an announcement. What, sorry?
I'd love that as well.
So what they'll do instead is you'll pay X amount of pounds a month and you'll have access to a very curated library of classic games.
Yeah, that's it. If they do it, it's going to be very limited.
So it's no longer, because the bad thing they've done before is like, oh, buying Super Mario World, again, buy Link to the Past, again. Whereas this will be like flat fee and you'll have access to all that stuff as long as you're subscribed.
I think it might be very expensive though.
Well, their online service is cheaper, so it's like maybe that's one of the reasons why. It's like, if you wanted to play online games, that's, what is it, $10?
$10, yeah.
But or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's not the same as PS Plus or Xbox Gold. Yeah. So it's like, if you want to pay another 20, so you get more equivalent to PS Plus, then you get access to this network of games.
Yeah.
Yeah. I actually misunderstood you at first. I thought you said they're actually going to put a Netflix app on the Switch. And I was genuinely excited
for that.
That
as well. Because just get that done.
I was away the other week and I was like, oh, in my head I was like, I was going to watch Netflix.
It's a nice little screen for it.
I had to use my phone, which...
Oh, it's a nice little screen for it, isn't it, Simon?
So I didn't have my laptop on me. I was like, I'd love to watch it on the Switch.
No space to download anything on it, though. Wouldn't be convenient.
If you're in a hotel, you got Wi-Fi, haven't you?
Yeah.
Oh, and tend to
these days.
Sometimes.
These days, hotels are good like that. Wi-Fi. The one that I was at the other day advertised 300 megabyte Wi-Fi, nowhere near 100 megabyte. Absolute lies.
Unbelievable.
What do you reckon you were getting on the down?
I'm lucky if I got 20.
That is a shortfall.
I was watching
Legal
Genius in the bath. Oh, took me about 20 minutes to download one episode.
What were you doing in the bath?
Watching Evil Genius.
And having a small tub
of
water.
That's what,
the
I call it as well.
What's your next
My
prediction,
Evil
Joe?
Genius. I think...
He's angling the door.
I think there are going to be three new superhero licensed games announced. Ooh. I reckon. Or shown off, not... like... games shown for the first
time. Clarify yourself.
Yeah, because I realised I could. So Avengers Project, I think, is definitely going to be shown for the first time properly. It's been teased.
Avengers, that's one, Joe.
I reckon Rocksteady's going to be superheroes.
Motherfucker.
No,
oh,
really? Because
I'm going to roll in with you.
Yeah, there's no way Rocksteady's not making another superhero game.
I've got one that's linked to this as well. So.
Do you reckon? I think there's no way. And three, I reckon there's just going to be another Marvel game announced by someone else. Because Marvel they had a big load of... Marvel games announced at one point.
Is that like a mobile game? Are we counting that?
I've said console games, so I'm going
console games.
Yeah,
I've got one linked to that. I think the Avengers Project will end up being a Marvel-style Overwatch game.
Do you? Mm. That's interesting. I don't know what it's going to be. Like, it's teased
and
multiplayer.
I put in brackets, and it looks banging.
It better look
there's
banging.
No way that won't.
Crystal Dynamics are very good.
It sounds like this. I wish you were on the live show. But I love it if they cut back to you and go, yes, that is banging.
Yep.
We've had word.
Actually, if we were doing the live show, I actually would love that as a thing. You just like, not on the main stage, but you were like on your own like outside broadcast, just outside every conference through that day. And we're going to throw it back over to Simon for a live report from the field. You go over like you, sheepskin clothes.
Big delay.
In LA in June. Yep. Simon, can you give us more information on the Avengers game?
Five second delay.
5 seconds. Yes, I can confirm. They've announced the Avengers game. It is banging. Right, thank you, Simon.
We should do that when these guys are asleep in LA. We take over the stream. Alternative stuff. It's just us at a desk going, this look banging.
I think we can say, because we've not managed to do it, but we've been trying to sell like IGN Nights for E3 before.
Yeah, like the Lake Show with the UK crew.
The it's idea of us just game, having yeah, like a little, good, so, like fantasy football back in the 90s. Yeah. Be wicked.
This is my dream project.
So yeah, that's my third prediction. Overwatch style Marvel hero shooter. That's another game
hero
I just
shooter.
Want. Well, that's
is
what
odd.
That's what they call
that's
them.
The
in
genre.
It.
Yeah.
Who was making that? There was someone making first person Marvel game that got canned a few years back, and it was like Iron Man and Hulk.
Mm. There's footage of that.
Yeah, that looked fun.
What would you? I know you said just Marvel console game. Mm. Who would you like that to be?
I've always thought that a Telltale Deadpool game would be amazing, because then your dialogue choices are playing the voices in his head.
Didn't they already announce a Marvel one?
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah. No, I thought they announced another one.
I don't think so.
I think they had.
I remember I thought Deadpool they had another big being franchise one of the people we speculated would be Deadpool before they said it was Guardians.
Because I just think it makes sense. Like, it just makes sense as a mechanic that instead of just being this random choice machine, you're like actually the voice is in his head and he can talk back to you about your choices and stuff. The new Borderlands Tales from the Borderlands.
Black Panther game, but it's basically Civ.
And he's got making Wakanda.
Yeah, he's got to manage Wakanda through the ages and you're different good, Black Panthers. Yeah.
We've got Spider-Man
over time
as well.
It's pretty good.
We have loads of Marvel with Spider-Man.
I'd be
well.
Good.
That'd be nice. Marvel's good, isn't it?
They're all right at what they do, aren't they?
Yeah.
They get it.
That kind of touched. Well, I was going to say, it's not Rocksteady, but there'd be a big new Batman console game.
Ooh, really?
So, whatever Arkham becomes next.
What are Warner Bros. Montreal doing now? Because they were the Arkham Origins ones.
Yeah, I don't know.
Have they?
It's been a while since, after Arkham Knight.
Because
they've
been gone forever.
Yeah, I don't know what that evolution is. Because I think Rocksteady will be doing something different. Whether they'll do,
it'd be something similar. They're not just going to abandon that whole type of game and that fighting style that everyone loves, are they? Yeah. There's got to be something more.
So, there was all that chat that it was going to be a Superman game for a while, but
or a Justice League game.
Yeah, I can't see
just
Superman.
Love Batman though. I'd happily have another Batman.
Arkham
just
Knight
without
is
the tank.
Weird. Like Arkham Knight was weirdly unfairly maligned. I thought that game was
I loved
great.
It. Yeah. Apart from, I do get the tank criticism. It was a bit dull.
Nah, it's just like a mech game. It was wicked. I loved it.
You love mechs.
Of course I do love mechs.
That was mine. Really quick, Batman game.
Batman game
number four, Joe.
One console company will unveil a shite innovation that people will forget immediately after the show. Smart glass. All the rest. All those things that people are like, what? I don't need that.
What has happened to the Microsoft AR thing?
HoloLens.
What's
it's still being
that?
Worked on, but I think they realised that whenever anyone tried it, they were massively disappointed.
It's so rubbish.
That tiny little window you see through. And
only thing I remember was Minecraft on it.
Yeah, no one wants to play games in VR anymore. Like, we all realised, it's a bit of a faff, and that's exactly what HoloLens would be. Mm. So I think it's probably being used for more practical, grown-up purposes.
Yeah.
And also, Casey Hudson, who went from BioWare to Microsoft to head up their games on it, just left, went back to BioWare. So I can't see it being amazing.
What kind of innovation would be naff these days?
What does everyone use?
It's
usually piggybacking on a big thing.
So what Battle Royale accessory could you want?
Well, exactly. It's going to be massive party chat or something. It just won't be good.
Yeah.
I can't see it.
No. But Your prediction is that it will be naff, whatever
it'll is. It'll be shite and people will forget. That's it.
That links kind of to mine.
Yeah.
Labo. Yeah. Not naff, though. No. I love it. People thought that might be naff.
Variety Kit 2.
More Labo is coming.
Yeah.
And I think it will be called Mario's Busman's Holiday, and you'll be able to create plumbing tools and basically pretend to be Mario at his day job.
You're not taking this seriously. No.
What?
They said he's not a plumber.
No, he's back to being a plumber.
Is he?
He's back a plumber now.
And I get to make a little cardboard tash as well and attach that to my face.
Like little those Groucho marks.
Yeah. Nothing's stopping you now.
To be fair, yeah, nothing's
stopping me. We've got loads of spare Labo
cardboard. I want that basically, that moustache to be scannable by the console and now I can move my head and pretend to be Mario.
I'd love to see you with a cardboard tash.
Those little white
You'd look like one of those dudes from Guess Who.
If they let you, if they let you be the Super Mario 64 face... You stretch your old head around.
Seriously, though, Labo, I think they're going to do more of Labo and actually try and combine it with games. So whether it's sort of like you build a sword and it's a Zelda little thing or something, or a bow and arrow or something.
I could see them trying to amiibo it in some way. It's like they'll release a game that will have a little extra function that is Labo related.
Or surely like a Mario Kart steering wheel, something like that.
That actually works. Like, yeah. It just makes sense.
I think they'll try and be more... They've seen that people like it, and as far as we know, it's done... Is it done well, sales-wise?
I don't know if there's been any chat about it.
I think they'll try and, yeah, make it a full accessory to a big game.
It'd be cool if they'd like brought out like a Nintendo Land minigame collection.
That'd be cool.
With like light Labo accessories for the characters.
Mm-hmm. Imagine like, like a claw,
well,
a
like
claw
three
machine
games
made
Nintendo
out of cardboard. Yeah. Fun, isn't it?
Nintendo Land's wicked. I'm into it.
Number four, Daniel.
Number four, I'm going to predict... Three games will get Battle Royale modes.
Three. Are we, wait, are we including the ones like Call of Duty and Battlefield?
No, 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 no.
So brand new.
Three currently
FIFA.
Existing. I genuinely love that. 100 there, players last to score.
There is there is already, I've said this to you, there is already a football Battle Royale game on Steam. It doesn't look very good, but it
exist. How would you see that working?
It's the one on Steam is 100 goals and 100 people, and if someone shoots in your goal... You lose. So the idea is that it's like risk reward. You're like, well, people don't necessarily know it's my goal. You just have to hope it's not kicked in there.
That's
and you run
insane.
Out. It looks wicked. But I would actually love that in FIFA. It'd be very funny. But they'll never take it that. They'll never be. That
I know.
It's
common because licenses. Like I always wanted the game mode where the ball is a bomb.
But you blows everyone out.
Blows everyone.
What's like when PES back in the day when it was ISS you used to be able to get like. Whole teams of penguins and stuff. Yeah. Like it was just stupid.
Lighten up.
They have all these silly modes, but in not very good games mechanically, like Pro Evo and FIFA. If they just added these silly modes, just like when Overwatch had their arcade modes, and they're just a bit silly.
Imagine like
but you have the amazing gameplay.
You'd have to like have just Gennaro players.
You'd have to have like, FIFA
with,
arcade.
I'd be happy with it, like, just being Gennaro players with Gennaro kits because like if you got like Ronaldo doing anything crazy, you're gonna have to sign that.
Also, I've been playing with the same Gennaro players in Gennaro kits in PES for the last 15 years.
Yeah.
Bring Menander, Zimelez.
Let's bring out Gennaro Football 2019.
All my Master League buddies. I want to play with them.
But yeah. Battle Royale.
Love Menander.
You're on the Battle Royale
three
train.
Games.
Three.
Three games.
I think we've
we'll
both gone
it.
For three.
This sounds a bit braver than two.
Yeah,
two sounds
a
pathetic.
Battle Royale game being that's hardly a long
it.
Show,
three.
Is it?
But you're wrong if it's four. That's
yeah.
The problem.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Ooh, your last one, Joe.
Last one. We know there's going to be a Death Stranding trailer because Kojima won't fucking stop tweeting about it.
He's editing it.
There's going to be no gameplay in it.
Yeah.
Of course not. They haven't even, like...
I haven't made it.
But I've seen people being like, oh, it's gonna, here we go. We're finally going to see some gameplay. No, you're not. He's going to put... who's the woman that's everyone's saying is going to be in the game? Diane Kruger. Diane Kruger's going to turn up in it. Mads Mikkelsen and be like pulling a funny face and that'll be the end of it.
There we go. Her and... what's his name? The actor who's in Death Stranding?
Reedus.
Just having their first child.
Oh, what?
News, they're going out.
Are they together?
What?
Yeah.
Really?
That's probably why the rumors are
it.
That she's in it.
Oh. I didn't know that. Who are you drawing?
I don't know.
Death Stranding's a weird one, isn't it?
It's
Steph promised we're seeing stuff.
Well, it's like the other day, I saw
their official
account just tweeted out, we've made a lovely leather document holder.
Yeah.
Make the game.
Make the game.
I don't care if you're document holder people aren't game developers. Get on it. Do some legwork.
Prioritize what you
this
want
This is
to
not
be...
happening on PS4, is it?
No.
This is not a PS4 game.
God, imagine if he just releases it. We all look like idiots.
It's very likely.
It would be very funny.
Yeah. My last one. People saying I aren't taking this seriously. How about this? There Will Be Blood, the game. Basically,
Jesus.
It's a management sim. And you'd have to manage your oil derricks. It's basically SimCity, but you're just an oil man. And you have to manage your plots, make money. There might be accidents. People die. You have to pay for the burial costs. But you also have to keep the local parish happy. It'll be fun for all the family, really.
You've lost confidence in this while you've...
No, I haven't.
Is there a bowling mini game?
Absolutely.
What is the benefit of that to the main game?
If you get over 120 on the bowling mini game, then you get a double oil profit booster for one day.
I know. I think the bowling mini game should come after the end credits roll. You do a game of bowling, and it says
you're finished.
You're finished.
Yeah.
I'm finished. I'm finished.
But
God, that's good.
Yeah, I play it. With G?
I'd watch you play it.
You play There Will Be Blood RTS. Yeah, I can see that.
Look,
so.
It's cleaner than the Boogie Nights game would be.
Yes.
Is that Labo?
I'd also play that.
It's you with a big attachment on
VR card. Game card.
You running around your living room on Christmas Day going, it's finally Alan.
It's fine, Mum, I'm playing Boogie Nights.
What are you playing? I'm playing Diggler.
Cardboard tits.
I love the game Diggler.
Playing Dig Dug. No, Dirk Diggler. That's not a game for the family.
Absolutely.
What's your
not.
Last prediction, Daniel?
Would be for the West family. My final anti.
that needed.
You also like. You have a go at him for bringing up the thing he always brings up, and then you bring up Fred and Rose West. Well done, mate.
Wait till you hear my last prediction.
It's not the West simulator.
Because we know Sony is concentrating on these four games.
Yes.
They'll do a little PS5 tease.
You reckon?
Oh, that's big.
That's a big. Bowl thing. But I think that's the thing, is like they've had an amazing last 5-6 years of this whole console generation. I think they're really confident to go, we're just going to, you know, given our recent track record, you trust us.
Yeah.
These are four premium games we're putting everything into.
Yeah.
We've got you covered for the next couple of years, but also this is what's next.
I don't know if they need to.
Yeah. But it's just like...
I suppose it keeps the momentum, doesn't it?
But they don't need to make a There Will Be Blood RTS.
Yeah, but they're not.
How far in advance was the 1X tease?
I don't know.
That was like... Was that a year or 2 years?
Yeah, it was quite 2 years. Like,
it might have been
well.
2 years.
I don't know. I think it's maybe just... The strategy with that is just being open and just going...
Have a look at what we got.
Like, we've got you covered for the next 2 years with these amazing games. Mm. We've just done God of War. Mm. But we're also working on the next thing.
Yeah.
So you'll be like, you'll be able to go straight from that onto this.
Some literally mention it or any like actual pictures of what it concept?
No,
or?
There'll be no pictures of it. It'll be like a shadowy thing.
Yeah, you'll see
or
it, like,
just like, yeah.
I'll be up for it.
And you'll hear.
I'll be up for all this, really. I'm up for playing games. The class. About you?
Up for anything.
I want to clarify that. Not everything.
The thing that PS4 gets wrong is that it doesn't make a good noise when you turn it on.
No.
It just goes,
what if the teaser was just that, just like hearing the classic noise? And just like PS5.
Like the start of Frank Ocean's first album.
Yeah.
He starts with a PlayStation noise and it always makes me like it. It's wicked. It's very good.
Nice.
It's that I liked it back when PlayStation noises were scary. That PS1 sound, quite scary. PS2, weird, unsettling, strange abstract images. Then you turn on a PS Vita, and 3 was like violins tuning, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Then PS Vita was like
an orchestra.
Yeah.
That could be a really good teaser, actually, for the 5, is go just doing all of them and then just like stop.
You fuck it with Vita and 4. Because Vita,
you can leave out Vita.
Just like bossa nova music,
yeah, you
just
have to go 1, 2, 3, 4, don't you?
But what's 4?
4.
Silent.
No, it does have a little.
Yeah.
Dun dun dun. It's not that, it's but you know, rubbish. It does have a little thing.
dun, dun, it's not dun. Memorable
it just
at
sounds,
all.
It sounds also like a little bit like an orchestra warming up, doesn't it? I'm gonna listen. At lunch, I'm gonna listen. It definitely has one when you're.
It's got a buoyancy.
So when like your login screen comes up, it definitely has a little.
Yeah, it's like well, he's doing like,
not good a little refrain.
It's not.
Again,
good
I'm
enough.
Not good at humming okay. stuff.
Maybe you never have your headphones plugged in at that point, so you don't hear it.
I don't really. The just original Xbox, bring back Slime. Bring back the implication that it's slime powering your console. That's all I want.
Those like are our
that's a real
those are our
Nickelodeon
predictions.
Era
yeah.
tech.
Loved it.
Those are our predictions. Probably all wrong, but think
now,
of the world it would be if they were all right. What a
you
world,
wait.
Eh?
Sony's not going to have any exclusives. Eat it.
Well, actually, you can probably hear there's no Gav this week, so there's no keyword countdown.
Absolutely not.
But we've got a little game that we played on the tube the other day.
Yeah, we invented a game.
It's called Hide the Sausage.
Who would like to... It's not that. But it's not a very audio-friendly game, that. We'll play that one later.
I think we called this one just the Hanks game, didn't we?
Yeah.
But it came out... Well, it was sort of the idea of, like, assigning a one-word signifier to a Hanks role.
Yeah, so you would say adjective and the word Hanks, yeah, and that would allude to one film
role. So an example
film role.
Hanks would have...
DIY Hanks was the Money Pit.
Yeah, that's hard, though. None of us got that one.
That's the thing, though. It's an easy game.
You did a good one, which was Pissy Hanks, which was Green Mile.
I think, yeah.
It's kind of
And then the second... The person saying the description doesn't want the other people to get it right.
Yeah.
But if the people guessing can make a case that the adjective applies to one or more movie,
yeah,
they lose a point.
So, like, Gangster De Niro, impossible.
Franchises,
stay away from them. Yeah. Hard.
We're going to be clear. We haven't quite nailed down the scoring for this.
It's kind of free form. It's free form at the moment.
It's a parlor game.
But we kind of did Hanks to death on our...
We did Hanks
to death.
So
today we've got... Mr. Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt. Yeah.
We're just going to see how this goes.
Yeah, we've not written any down. Yeah. We might run out immediately.
Has anyone got any? We probably should have...
I'm going to go...
Sucky Pitt.
Sucky.
What's he sucking?
Sucky. Does he have enough sock on?
I've tabled Sucky Pitt.
Sucky Pit.
Oh, people at home be screaming at you.
Sucky Pit. What could it be? What's he suck?
Has he got a lollipop in one?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to think. Isn't Ocean's 11? He might walk around with a lollipop.
Can't. No idea.
You've got me.
Interview with a Vampire.
Oh, that's very good.
I've got one.
Go on.
Bare Knuckle Pit.
Fight Club.
That also, that wasn't the one I was thinking of.
Wait, doesn't also work. Yeah. Oh, that's not a good one.
What were you going for?
I was going for a snatch.
Ooh. Well, there you go. Should have thought it through. No, both of you are naughty. What was that? I just thought of one. Ancient Pit.
Troy.
Yeah.
go on.
This is a very easy one, but I just like it because it works. Casino Pit.
Ocean's 11.
I just like
and Ocean's 12.
But that's it. Should have said Ocean's 12 because then he'd have lost.
How about...
Well, he lost anyway because he guessed. I don't know how it works.
Sabermetric Pit.
Moneyball.
There we go. Yeah. That's the one. If you got it, you got it.
What about...
That's not linking to any other films.
I think this one's probably too wide, but Kooky Pit.
Kooky?
Yeah, I like because these all sound like action figures to me.
Kooky Pit, yeah, like variants.
Yeah. Kooky as in a
it's
bit
like
mad.
It's like when in the Argos catalogue, it's one code, and it says which figure is entirely up to, like, could be random.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I used to hate that.
That's what we were basically kind of. Yeah, like in the action figure box, what would it say?
Kooky Pit. Bernard Reading?
No, but that is Kooky Pit.
And 12 Monkeys, he's 12 mad.
12 Monkeys,
I was
going to
say Gilda Chair Pit.
I was trying not to say Mad Pit, because I hate rhymes.
Stoner Pit.
What's he a stoner in?
It's a very small role.
He's not a stoner in... No.
It's one of those, I think, when you watch the film, you forget he's in it. I always forget that Samuel Jackson is in Goodfellas for about 3 minutes.
Yeah. It's the music.
He's probably... I think he's in the second half that I haven't seen.
Forgot you haven't seen the second half. Stoner Pit.
I can't think. What is he a stoner
in? He's so clean cut, isn't he? True Romance.
I completely forgot. Yeah, me too.
Ooh.
Bare Ass Pit.
Thelma and Louise?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, that's...
That's the game. I don't know if anyone enjoyed that.
Do you want it...
Maybe we should structure it a bit more.
No, I feel like we've put it out there. Yeah. The universe will, like, come back to us and, like, maybe form it a bit more.
I like
the
idea of how we can improve it. Send us in a list of your action figure variants of famous people.
You know, Cards Against Humanity didn't start fully formed.
Yeah. Did it not?
We just, like, put a little thing out into the universe there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good stuff.
I love that game. I don't care what you say.
Send us
it maybe
feedback
doesn't have
on
the
it.
Energy that a podcast
Hanks
requires.
Hanks was good on the tube.
Send us your feedback on that game.
After
and
two beers.
Whether you ever want to hear it again. I've got some feedback, though.
Go for
from
it.
This week.
Enjoy yourself.
This is from Tom Griffin. Says, hi, guys. I've always tuned in to watch IGN's E3 coverage and look forward to it every year.
Well done.
So do I. But me and my mate have gone one step further and bought Gamer Pass tickets for the event this year. What I want to ask you guys are, what are your tips and advice for a couple of first-time E3ers? Is there anything...
Well, they're actually going.
Yeah.
Wow.
Is there anything in particular you've enjoyed about E3, or is there anything they should avoid, like the plague? I've never been, so I can't comment.
Avoid picking up too much swag.
Because a lot of it is rubbish.
It's absolute tat, and you'll have about 30 tote bags before the first hour's up, and you'll be carrying them forever and you're late.
I think, because I guess it would be a little bit... I guess what you want to do is really prioritise what it is you want to see, because otherwise you'll waste most of your day queuing for stuff.
And
you'll just think, why did I come all this way to stand in a queue? So if there's something you really, really, really want to play, well, find out what's playable.
Yeah.
So you don't want to be queuing for like 3 hours just to watch the thing you've seen in a conference. Mm. So find out what's playable, go to it straight away.
Yeah.
Play it, and then I would spend a lot of time just walking around and looking at stuff, really.
There's also some very weird stuff, like hidden in corners, like odd peripherals. Like, I remember Chris Bratt from Eurogamer just found VR porn games in one corner. Yeah. I was just like, this is weird.
That's a whole day.
It's odd that they're there. Yeah, because it's also, last year was busy. That was the first public year. Apparently it's like 3 times more public coming this
get
time.
Get to the There Will Be Blood like, sim quick. So the line will be heaving.
Between the two halls, there's lots of food trucks. You can get something nice to eat there.
If Devolver do a public event, go to it, because it sounds brilliant.
What else? My general tips for anything like that, always have a bottle of water with you. Stay hydrated.
Especially in LA in June.
Yep.
I don't know whether they let you bring in outside food, but if you can, bring in outside food, because it is expensive.
Go to the IGN booth, see some live demos.
Yeah, through a little window.
I think this year we've got rid of the window.
We've got an audience.
Ooh. Yeah. People I've seen the booth design, it's like a bit more open than the previous years. Yeah.
Scary.
I'm going to send in some heckling tweets to get read out.
Don't do that.
I won't get read out if they're hecklers, will they?
I'm just yawning, thinking about how tired I'll be having one.
I'm sure
you'll
have a great time. I'm jealous of you. So.
It will be good. Enjoy yourself. LA isn't that nice, so stick around.
There's good parts.
The area. Hello. I nearly read my own name. This is from Jen in North Tyneside, which I believe means Newcastle and is therefore good. Greetings to the podcast team. Regarding the piece of feedback from last week, where the question of what film have you seen at the cinema the most was posed, I wanted to contribute that for me, this was Star Wars Episode I, The Phantom Menace, which I saw 7 times on release.
Jesus.
5 times with one friend.
Ooh.
And then once more at the 3D re-release a little while ago. I already know the reaction this will produce, and honestly, I don't mind.
Oh, no.
I know it's a terrible film, and I don't watch it a lot these days. A lot!
Just the once a year.
Because I've basically memorized it over the years. But I was 15 when it came out. The original Star Wars films had never really grabbed me because of the eccentric way Australian TV scheduled them. That's weird. Jedi was shown all the time. I saw them 6-4-5 order. And the final lightsaber battle...
Unorthodox.
Yeah,
and the final lightsaber battle was really cool.
The lightsaber battle in Phantom Menace is wicked.
And that music is some of the best...
Oh, it's amazing.
...music in any Star Wars film.
Do you reckon John Williams was like, I brought my A-game. Yeah. What have you been doing?
Duel of the Fates? Come on
Spurs
now.
Walk out to it whenever they play a game. That's the best.
Well, I wonder if like John Williams had Duel of the Fates in his back pocket for years. Yeah. And he's like, just waiting for the right film to put this in.
It was just never
Star Wars. And then he put
never
this in Amistad.
In the originals.
Also, I may be amongst the few people who finds the Senate stuff really interesting.
Probably agree with that.
Star Wars politics. That's fair play. I want to contribute that the film I've seen most in the cinema was The Incredibles, which I saw 4 to 5 times.
Really?
45? 4 to 5.
425?
I saw it 4 times, then 2 times, then 5 times.
I just love it. It's a really interesting take on the superhero genre.
Roaring. I love the 60s music.
I haven't seen the original Incredibles in ages. Second one's out really soon.
Yeah, I'm going to rewatch the first one.
Have a refresher on the lore.
We were looking at clips of it the other day.
You see it 45 times.
We were looking at clips for it for the unofficial preview the other day. I forgot how brilliant it is. It's just so much fun.
It's so good.
Oh, God, it's good. Pixar at their best.
Lovely.
You don't like it?
No.
Oh.
Cool.
No, I love it.
Well, I would say it's all the feedback, but I've got one more thing to say.
Oh. I've not even listened to a podcast with this feature on it because
it doesn't
so
work
much
when I host because I need someone else to say it's about 20 and I go
right, we'll rewind. Okay, and thank you very much for joining us this week's podcast.
And another thing.
No.
It's not even good this year. This year? Today?
Well, I mean, I've lost as far as I understand it, it hasn't been good
so
this year.
So let me, because you've not been on a podcast where this now fucking regular feature is occurring.
I love that every time we have a meeting where it's like, who's going to be on the podcast this week? Carly's like,
I could be on it. I could be on it.
I had to
and
this
also,
week.
So it's literally this little 2-minute coder where he can't get through a little script he's written without giggling.
Why
right?
do we get to this room and everyone turns against the segments?
No, right?
No, we turn against you.
I literally haven't written one this week. I've just got one thing to say, and it stems from the PlayStation concert. Why can't people, when they're at events, find their seat first time? Why do people have to go up the row, always get me to stand up once, then go, oh no, sorry, that isn't my seat, I have to go back, and then go back? That happened twice. How hard is it to look at a ticket, see a number and a letter, and go, right, there I am? Is that hard?
Right.
You agree.
Okay,
yeah, come on.
Okay, thank you.
It's not a hard thing to do.
It's just not that widespread a problem, is it?
It happens all the time.
I just feel like with this feature. Yeah, but this one seems mean-spirited. Last week was about bringing back toys and cereal, which I think brings ubiquitous happiness. You're just having a go at people now.
I'm not. It would be ubiquitous happiness if everyone... They didn't. These people.
These people. Right, this feature's getting axed right now. That's right, thank you very much for joining us on this week's podcast.
No. Welcome to Fox News.
Right, hope you enjoy E3. We'll be back
Stay
next
tuned
week.
My Alex Jones style.
Cut him off. Dale, cut him.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.